the WEOG did nominate a representative. I do think it's correct that historically we have referred also to the group of high contracting parties nominating the president designate for the next year, because they can't make the choice. They can nominate the person who will then be decided upon in the next conference. So I think nominate is actually potentially the correct word to use in both cases. So one way around this, and we're trying to identify how it was couched with respect to your predecessor, Ambassador, Ambassador Rasmussen, but with respect to the steps that were taken after the subsequent departure, I think it would be accurate to say that the WEOG nominated you, and then to have a full stop after referring to the nomination by the WEOG, and have a new sentence that would read, this nomination was endorsed by the high contracting parties. Which is, of course, factual. That's what the letter says. But what is being endorsed is the decision to nominate you for the next conference. So there is another nomination that is, I think, correctly identified by the Russian Federation. That person has the status of a nominee because they will not become selected until the next meeting. So I think this might be a way to bridge both of those ideas. I know it's confusing. Thank you.
Thank you, to the United States. I don't think it's confusing. I was actually going to suggest myself that we could put in that the high contracting parties endorsed the nomination, so that it's clear, because that's what's happening. I sense that's what's coming out of your proposal as well. The Netherlands.